A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adoluju, Lead Pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Sermon the UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. We have been looking at the subject of sleeping in the storm. How can I, like Jesus, sleep in the storm? Jesus slept in his own storm. He had peace of mind. He was not troubled in any way. The storm did not cause him to fret or be afraid. He was not intimidated. How do I, as a believer and follower of Christ Jesus, also sleep in my storm? Because the storms of life will always rage against us. No matter what you do, there will be storms in life, there will be winds, and there will be waves that will beat against a man's life, beat against a man's family, his business, his ministry, his destiny. The storms of life are common to all. But how do I sleep? How do I have peace and sleep in my own storm? We have said, you must be connected to Christ Jesus, the Prince of Peace. He's the one that gives us peace and enables us to sleep in the storms of life, just like he slept in his own storm. But today, for our meditation and discussion on this same subject, let's consider the Word of God from the book of Matthew, chapter number 7, from verse 24 to verse number 27. The Bible says, therefore, whoever hears this saying of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. But everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand, and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it fell, and great was its fall. May you not fail, may you not fall in life and in destiny. And so the second thing that must be present in the life of a man who wants to sleep in a storm is a strong foundation. A very strong foundation is a necessity to sleep in the storms of life. Your root in Christ must be deep. Your foundation must be very deep, must be very strong. In our passage of consideration this morning, we read the story of two builders. One built on the rock. In other words, one had a foundation, a very strong foundation for his building. He must have excavated the ground, and then he must have poured concrete, rock, cement, and granite and sand of equal and normal proportion, poured it into this excavated ground to prepare a very solid foundation. He builds on the rock. So the man who builds on the rock, the man who has a very strong foundation, that is the man who will sleep in his storm. And don't miss it, dear listener. The foundation here talks about Christ Jesus, our Lord. He is our foundation. The Bible makes it clear to us that other foundation can no man lay than that which is laid, which is Christ Jesus. So Christ Jesus is the foundation, and no other foundation outside of Christ Jesus can be laid. And so if you have Christ Jesus in you, you have a very strong foundation on which to build. 1 Corinthians 3:11 makes it very clear there is no other foundation apart from Christ Jesus. Second thing in the foundation is the Word of God. We could see that this man built on the Word. He heard the Word of God and he practiced the Word of God. Hearing and obeying and doing the Word of God is building a very deep and a very strong foundation. It's building on the rock. And so a man who is a practitioner of the Word of God is building his life, building his marriage, building his career and destiny upon the rock. In other words, he has a very strong foundation for his building. This is the building that will withstand the pressures and the challenges and the vicissitudes of life. If you observe these two gentlemen who built, the other man did not build on the rock. He built on the sand. He had no very strong foundation. In fact, he had no foundation at all. He just did a wishy-washy thing. No depth, and no concrete, no cement, no rock. He just built his own. And when you build like that, it is always very fast because we take time at the foundation. At the foundation level, you are pouring concrete and nobody seems to be noticing what you are doing. That is what happens when a man is at the foundation stage of his life. You are doing very much, but nobody is noticing what you are doing. You are putting much effort, and this effort appears not to be recognized or appreciated. You are at the foundation level of your life. No building gets appreciated at the foundation level. As a matter of fact, it is ordered from the sight of men, and no, so people don't know what is going on. And that's exactly what is happening to you at the moment. You are building a very strong foundation for your life. People do not notice what is happening in your life now. You are not noticed. You are ignored. You are not patronized because you are at the foundation level of your life. And when you come out of that foundation and the blocks are laid on one another and the superstructure is coming up, then you begin to get noticed by the world. Another emphasis in our passage this morning is that the same thing happened to the two builders. The same wind blew. The wind blew against the two buildings. The rain fell and the storms came. So the storms of life comes to all, happens to all. The storm happened to all, to happen to these men, the believer and the unbeliever, the man who builds on the rock and the man who builds on the sand. The same event happened to all. And in the same vein, dear listener, we all are under the same condition, under the same economy, under the same government, under the same weather, facing the same thing upon all of us. What are we all experiencing? The rain is descending. The floods are coming. The wind is blowing. And they are beating against our lives, against our destiny. The challenges are real. And we are all facing the same thing. But the outcome is different because our own building is upon the rock. There is a very deep foundation. We have a very strong foundation for our lives and our destiny. If your root is strong and your foundation firm, you can weather the storms of life. 2 Kings chapter 19, verse 30, the Bible says, "And the remnant that is escaped of the house of Jacob shall yet take root downward and bear fruit upward." You have to take root downward if you must bear fruit upward. That is what happens for a man of strong root. Your root must be strong. Your foundation must be deep. The point we're making, dear listener, is that you can sleep in the storm if your foundation is firm, if your foundation is deep, if your root is strong. The builder on the rock was able to sleep in the storm as the rain was descending and falling, and the floods coming, and the winds blowing, the storms of life raging. This man was able to sleep because his foundation was deep. He was sure that his foundation was firm, his root was strong, and so he was unperturbed by the circumstances that he faced. Dear listener, let your foundation in Christ Jesus be deep. Let your root be firm and be strong. Then you can, like Jesus, sleep in the storm. But with a shallow foundation, you will not be able to help it or stand when the storms of life comes. There are very many people who cave in, who surrender to prayers because their foundation is not firm. Their root is not strong, neither is it deep. Let your root in God be deep. Let your foundation be firm and be strong. Don't forget, there is no other foundation other than Christ Jesus. 1 Corinthians 3:11. Christ Jesus is that foundation, and your knowledge and practice of the word of God builds a very strong foundation for your life and for your destiny. Therefore, I encourage you to feast on the word. Feed on the word on a daily basis. Proverbs chapter 24, verses 13 and 14 says, "My son, eat thou honey because it is good, and the honeycomb which is sweet to thy taste. So shall the knowledge of wisdom be unto thy soul. When thou hast found it, there shall be a reward, and thine expectations shall not be cut short." Your expectations will not be cut off if you are building on the word of God. Search the scriptures. Find the word of God. Eat it. Chew it. And it becomes a foundation, a strong foundation, a strong pedestal for you to walk upon. Don't forget, when Jesus spoke to Peter and asked him to come in Matthew chapter 14 on the water, the Bible says, "And Peter walked on the water to go to Jesus." Peter did not walk on the water. He walked on the word of Jesus that said to him, "Come." You can also walk on the word and triumph and prevail and succeed If you have a very strong foundation in Christ and in the Word of God, let us pray. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray this morning. Father, let my foundation be deep. Let my root be deep and my foundation be firm and be strong in Christ Jesus and in the Word of God. Lift up your voice and pray. Father, I pray that my root will be deep and be strong and that my foundation will be firm in Christ Jesus and in the Word of God in the name of Jesus. In Psalm chapter 11 and verse number 3, the Bible says, if the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? I want you to lift up your voice and pray, Father, let every fault in my foundation, everything faulty in my life, in my foundation, be rectified, be repaired today in the name of Jesus. Let every faulty foundation be repaired. Repair whatever is out of order in the foundation of my life and of my destiny in the name of Jesus. Let there be a repair work, O God. Repair it in the name of Jesus. Thank you, mighty Father, in Jesus' precious name. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray. I receive the stamina to stand against the storms of life, against the rain of life, against the winds of life, against the floods of life. I receive the grace to stand firm against all the vicissitudes of life in the name of Jesus. I declare by the Spirit of the living God, I will not cave in. I will not give in. I will not give up. I will not surrender in the name of Jesus. So shall it be in Jesus' name. Pray for peace and say, Father, I receive the grace to sleep like Jesus in the storms of life, in the winds of life, in the challenges of life. I receive the grace to sleep. I receive the peace of God that passeth all understanding in the name of Jesus. Thank you, mighty Father, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. May the peace of God that passeth all understanding be your portion. And may the Lord grant you peace, even in the storms of life. May you be able to sleep. May the storms of life, the winds of life, the floods of life, the rains of life may not be able to sweep you off your feet in the name of Jesus. May you stand firm in Christ Jesus and in the Word of God. May your root be deep in Christ. May your foundation be firm and be strong in the Word of God. And may God's name be glorified in your life. I ask that the Lord will set in order whatever may be out of order in the foundation of your life and of your destiny in the name of Jesus. You will sleep in the storm. You will overcome the challenges and the storms of life. You will rise above these storms and get to your Canaan, possess your possession in Jesus' precious name. Amen. I invite my esteemed listener to join us later today at 5:30 p.m. for our in-depth and analytical teaching of God's Word. Let's build on the Word of God. 5:30 p.m. at the Light Cathedral. You may wish to join that Bible study teaching on any of our social media platforms. Subscribe to my YouTube channel and follow me on other social media platforms. My handle is @YemiGraceMan. Forward this message and share the link with your contacts. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Graceman Adulugu, wishing you a very wonderful day, and the Lord bless you.